The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Go. A little short word. Go. Two letters in that little word, but it conveys so much. That word go can mean something exciting, going towards something exciting. It can be something terrifying, something that's unknown. It may be something that even may cause you harm. To go. It goes into places we've never been before, places we've never seen, see people we've never known before. Go. That little short word conveys a lot of meaning to it. Go is what God told Abraham in our first lesson. Go. Go from your father's land. Go from the land you grew up on. Go from your kindred. Go from your family. Go. Go to the new land which I am giving to you. Go. That's also the same command that God gives to Pharaoh through Moses when the Hebrew people were slaves in Egypt. Let my people go. It's the same thing that Jesus said, one of the last words he ever said from this earth. He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Go. You know, that word go kind of brings out connotations of children, of get on your mark, get ready, get set, go. And that's when the excitement begins. Whether it's a race or a pie-eating contest or whatever it is, that's when the excitement starts, is when that word go is used. There's two aspects to the word go. One is you go from wherever you are. The other aspect is you're going to some other place. Here in our gospel, in the first lesson, the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house. Go from. You got to think where what Abraham's doing at this point. He is fairly elderly. I think the Bible says he's 75 years old at this point. He's up in age. Still got a few more years of life in him, but he's lived a good long time. And it's at this point then that God says, go. Think about how established you are at 75 years of age if you have been living in the same place. All your family is there. All your friends are there. You have all of your memories in that place. You're established. That's your home. And here God says, go. Leave. Leave all of that behind. It had to be scary for Abraham. A little unnerving to go from whatever it is that you know. Everything that you know is right there. To go from that. When Jesus called his disciples, said, come, follow me. They were expected to go. They were expected to go. And they did go. They left everything behind. They left their boats. They left their fishing gear. They left their families. They left everything behind. And they went when Jesus said, go. Go. In our gospel reading, Jesus is basically telling Nicodemus he has to go. He has to go to think about things in a different way. He knew he had to let go of the idea that Jesus is just another rabbi, just another teacher. He had to think of Jesus in terms of the living God, of the Son of God who has been sent down for salvation. In a few weeks, we hear that story of the raising of Lazarus. Mary and Martha had to let go of that idea that Jesus is only a healer. Jesus tells them instead, I am the resurrection and the life. When people come to faith, faith is something that's constantly moving, something that's constantly going, something that's constantly being transformed. It's a new experience. Sometimes it's that command to go. To do that, it can be very scary to go. It can be very exciting to go. Something to look forward to, something to reach out for, a goal to reach. But it's scary to leave behind the old life. And I think a lot of times when people say they're Christian, they don't want to leave behind the old life. Or when they become Christian, they don't want to leave behind the old life. They think, this Christianity is great. I'll just put it on top of the rest of my life. But there's a lot of things that sometimes we're called to let go of, to leave behind, to go from. Sometimes it is drastic things, like maybe you need to leave your family. Maybe you need to leave your home, like Abraham did. Maybe even leave your country. I think about missionaries who go overseas and all the things they have to leave behind, that they are leaving from, that they are going from. Sometimes we lose friendships. But there's a lot of other things that we need to leave behind, that we go from in our Christian life. We go from the anger that we're clinging to, or from those bad feelings we have towards other people, that animosity. We leave those things behind. We go from those things. We go from the fear. We go from the anxiety. We go away from hating someone else. We leave those things behind. Sometimes it's hard to let go of those things. We want to cling to them. We want to remember. We want to get back to hurting somebody else. But we leave those things behind. We go from. The other aspect of going is to go to. Think about Abram again. He was leaving all this stuff behind, and yet the prospect of going forward was just as tough, if not tougher. He was going to a land he had never seen before. Is it a good land? Is it productive? He's going to a place where there's people he have never met before. Are they friendly? Are they accepting? Am I going to be getting in war? Am I going to be getting in fights? Will they take me in? He's moving to the unknown. And that can be exciting. When you're ready for a change in your life, don't you go. Don't you move. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to do something different? Don't you want to see something different? A lot of times people go on vacation just to go see something different, to do something different, to make a break from their life. And it's a good thing. Faith is like that as well then too. We want to move from those things in our life to something new, something better, something that brings us joy and deep understanding of who I am and who God is. We want to move towards that. We want to move to that. God did give Abraham some promises. He did give Abraham some things to look forward to. One is that he said, I'm giving you a new land. I'm giving you a new country. I'm giving you a new place to live. And that was one promise. The other promise was that he will have many descendants. As many descendants as there are stars in the sky or sand on the beach. Now at this, again, Abraham is advanced in age. Sarai is advanced in age. He has no children. He has no one. So this is somewhat scary. You're going simply by faith. You don't know where you're going. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't know if God's going to follow through and have descendants at this impossible age to have children. But Abraham still goes, and God gives him one more promise, that he will be blessed so that he can be a blessing for others, and that he would be the father of many nations. Abraham has faith, and he goes forward in that faith. Paul writes about it in Romans, that because Abraham went, he followed that command to go, he was seen as being righteous. Abraham goes forth in faith. He leaves behind, he goes from all this that he has, that he understands, that's home, which is a tough thing to do, and he goes forward. He moves forward in faith to a place he's never been, to people he's never seen before. But he follows those promises. And because he does, the world is changed. The world is completely changed. Think about all the geopolitics that have come out of that land of Canaan, of three major religions of this world came out of that land where Abraham was. Think of all the different things that revolve and how we think about that holy land, of that place where it is. God blessed Abraham. God tells us to go as well then too, and it's a scary thought for us sometimes. It's hard to do, to leave behind the things we want to cling to. But those are things, a lot of things, we don't need. A lot of things drag us down. A lot of things hold us back. And so we are to go from those things that hold us back from our faith in God, and go to wherever God is calling us. Sometimes we don't even know where God is calling us. It's a scary thing. But think of the adventures you will have if you do go, if you follow that command. Maybe that command is, go, be a Sunday school teacher. Think of all the adventures you can have with the little kids. I've heard wonderful stories from Sunday school teachers of children, of how they've blossomed, how they've grown, and also stories of just funny stories. But then, too, it's a struggle sometimes to be a Sunday school teacher. Or maybe he's calling you, go. Be on the church council. Be the head of a committee. And it's a scary thing to be in leadership, to be responsible for what things go on here. And then he may be calling you to go. Become an ordained minister. To go and give your whole life, give your whole service, give your career to God. To be able to serve God throughout life in a full capacity. Go. He calls us to go. To go from and to go to. Jesus called his disciples, go. And they went. He tells us, as well as he told his disciples, go. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.